That is why any candidate that comes with a blueprint of revolutionizing power sector is one that will earn my vote.
All right. Thank you so much. Right. We'll take two more calls and that will be it. Hello. Good afternoon. Hello.
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 Swat is my name.
Hello.
Yes, welcome.
Hello, Swat.
Yes.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Mm. This judgment resembles Monkey Hand in Supo. I beg, maybe they fear God now, as my brother just called now talk. Wallahi, Buhari, Yakeshemu. Wallahi, in don't see this contract.
All right, thank you very much.
The judgment is that.
Okay. Last caller.
Hello, Swat.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
From the last stream.
Okay.
But I happen to be the last caller for now.
Okay.
That's like others have said. This was been my. Is he not among those that escaped from Kuge prison, as we heard? Are you not there?
What did you say?
This was been my. Is he not among the
no, he's not. Wadume's case, you don't remember Wadume's case?
I remember him. I thought it's when those terrorists came to free those guys.
No. As in, he's just been sentenced. Even though I don't know where they have been retaining him all this while, but he just got sentenced to 7 years. Mm.
Okay, just like others have said. You see, it is suspicious, quite all right. That means this guy is working for some top people. For him to get such a judgment. Are you hearing me?
And yes.
To assign this case to this Vincent Yakos court. You see? And this is the same judge and Sunday Manifest case. You see? Those that are in power, when they want to get what they want, they know the judge to go to, or to call the court to go to. You can imagine where we find ourselves.
All right.
And how they play the governors that we are convicted.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate that's the last call we can take because it's already past one. Let me read the last messages that I have. My name is Pastor Ross. Said Evans to Wadume, live in prison to Evans, 7 years for Wadume. If the Easterners protest, they will call them terrorists. God is watching. That's what Pastor Ross said. 7 years, such judgment is an encouragement for criminality and does not worth security personnel wasting their lives fighting on them. May God help us, says Jackson in Kuje. Idako 5050 said, did we call this justice or unjust judgment? Wadume. That's what Idako is saying. And then the second to the last message says, hi, Swat. Good day. Emmanuel from Guax. Wadume sentenced to just 7 years. Imprisonment is a fallacy and a slap on our judiciary and a sign that our judiciary is being hijacked by some elements. Evans was sentenced to life imprisonment while Wadume is given 7 years. This judgment is totally unacceptable in this country. I call on the Chief Justice of this nation to change this judgment immediately. And lastly, this one says, good afternoon, Swat. My name is Salisu Abdullahi from Day Day. I campaigned aggressively for this government on social media, which I'm regretting now. Wadume's sentence is a clear injustice to those IRT officers killed. All right, that's it. We have to take this quick break and proceed with our next discussion and the major discourse segment. Please don't go anywhere, as it promises to be interesting. Stay with us.
Let's get into the sunny way of the FCT.
Your Let's Talk station is here to keep you informed.
Sunnyside. 12 to 3 p.m.
Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
About the biggest conversations made of trustworthy ideas passionately connected to everyone. Let's Talk on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.
This is Sunnyside on 95.1 Nigeria Info.
right, welcome back, and it's still the Sunny Side. This afternoon, we will be discussing the perspective of the Nigerian electorate, and it's going to touch on, of course, general electoral issues. Hopefully, 2023 is the year that at the federal level and state level, and also, you know, your senatorial House of Representatives, state's House of Assembly election will all happen by next year. And the recent INEC registration, continual voter registration, just happened, done and dusted. And according to the data released, more than 12 million or over 12 million people, new registrants added to the already existing 84 million people. These are issues we'll touch on. We'll look at the states, some things that are happening in some parts of the country, the build up to the 2023 election, and so much more. Thank you for joining me. It's an amazing day to have this discussion. And this afternoon, I have seated with me in the studio Dr. Don Clems Ename. Dr. Don Clems is so many things in one, okay? He's a teacher, he's a motivational speaker, he's a peace builder and friendship consultant, creative, resourceful, flexible, professional, and seasoned administrator, always ready to adapt to changing priorities and maintains a positive attitude. He's a passionate politician who has devoted over 20 years to providing a stimulating environment for political matters by playing active roles in civil programs and interacting with media representatives. Good afternoon to you, Dr. Don Clems. Thank
good
you so much for joining me.
Pleasure
how are you doing?
With you.
Yeah, I hope you had a good weekend.
Yeah, thank you.
And I hope you're enjoying the weather, too.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's good. All right, let's start with first things first. A lot has happened. Let me just, you know, take your pick on some issues that have happened. First of all, let's start with the recent or the concluded voter registration. Like I was saying, data shows that an additional 12 million people have been added to the already existing 84 million. So that tells you that maybe recorded success, or some people say that that's not even enough. We should have had more. Share your thoughts on, you know, the concluded CVR exercise. Do you think it actually achieved its aim and purpose, or it left so much to be desired by you?
First, I must thank INEC for being sincere with the figures. But I'm bothered also that Nigerians who have not registered are still complaining.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also appealing that we should open, we have elections in the next 8 months. So we should open another chance for people to sort themselves out. I don't understand what we're doing now in Nigeria. Someone turns 18 and can't vote and has to wait for another 4 years or 2 years or a year. I mean, there should be consistent and continuous registration of young voters.
Mm.
Well, for those who manipulated it, like I see in some zones, clearly that is manipulated. With what we have now, they can't even vote.
How do you mean manipulated?
You know, if you look at the country, you will understand that some people were aggressive about voter registration. And they made it possible for some people to do five registrations, some underage, with a new system.
No, with the new system, I mean, INEC says that that's not even possible anymore.
No. You can get on board, but you cannot vote.
Okay, you can get a vote, but you cannot vote. Because you know why I'm saying this? I asked, and they said that the present system, the system that is in place, makes it impossible that once you try to impute and there is an evidence of double registration, in fact, you're erased completely from the system. That's the information I was given by an INEC official.
That's what they intended, but they've been beaten by that.
Mm.
That's what they intended. I can tell you clearly.
So you still think that there is some sort of manipulation?
Oh, sure. So our best bet is that you can't vote twice.
Okay, but that's the best bet.
Yeah. If not,
but if you can beat the system, then what makes you think that they cannot also find a way of beating the system to vote twice?
Now you understand what I'm talking about. So, but for those of them who have not been registered, I'm making this appeal.
To INEC?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think it's something that... Because you know that they have a constitutional duty. It's not just about this registration.
When it suits them.
Well, according to their officials, they said they have other things to do, sorting out, displaying of the names 90 days before the voting and all of that. So there's a whole lot of work to be done.
Okay.
Do you think Nigerians wasted time?
No, Nigerians don't vote.
No, I mean, in terms of going to register.
That's what I'm saying, Nigerians don't vote. So thinking of going to register, they won't even go.
But then with the recent trends, you know, I mean, the economic hardship and a whole lot that Nigerians are going through, there seems to have been more awareness and more interest being shown, especially by the youths.
Especially by the aspirants who are interested in making sure people go out there and get registered. I run a campaign organization, so I know what I'm talking about. You have to go to them, appeal to them to go and get registered. You have to go to INEC, get an official to go and get them captured. He tells you, you have to sort his logistics. There will be a generator. There will be fuel. And then you go to the village, they've gone to the farms. You need to get someone to go around, like a town crier, get someone with a bike to pick them up, get a car to pick them from the market to come and register.
Even at this...
That's what I'm telling you. I come from Ogoja. I come from Gatun, a very rural community. Mm. So I'm speaking from the inside, from where I come from, and what I went through, and what we are doing. So these are...
But that's shocking to say the least. Is it that these people are not affected by bad governance or something for you to still be... You wait upon INEC or people to come and draw you to go and register me? Is that they were not affected by...
They are, unfortunately. You know how it is.
Mm.
People still think... differently. People are wired differently in different climes.
Yeah.
You understand? You know, people are so used to bad governance that, you know, changing them is like, hello. You know when you get used to bad, and you begin to believe that it's workable. So a piece of bread can make you change your thinking.
Okay. So how do you think, you know, I mean, because your own assessment and your analysis of everything that's gone down in terms of the voter registration, for you, it's not so encouraging. How do you think this would affect the 2023 elections?
See the weather that has been in Abuja in the last 4 days?
Mm-hmm.
If this weather comes up before the elections, they won't come out.
You think so?
They will not come out.
Wow.
They will not come out.
You know, the generality of Nigerians?
I'm talking about Nigerians today. You see, I like the social media. I like Nigeria Info. I like what you're doing, Swat.
Thank you.
You guys are really working on our sensibilities. So people are beginning to think. People are listening to us right now. And so they are saying to themselves, now, wow, me too. You know, there's a guilt inside a few people now. I didn't get captured. I've not even finished it. You know? Nigerians are very interesting people. They speak. They don't act.
Mm.
Imagine the result of the last election. Imagine the difference between the two candidates. Now, see all we are doing. See all the noise that came up. 12 million are dead. Only 12 million. With all the agitation, all the movement, all the running around. So you can understand what happened in the field. Most political analysts do not have a base. They don't go to the field. That's why most of this is happening. And if INEC had done it in all the major and minor languages, because they have money. The only agency that has enough money is INEC. Money before time. Money before time. So if they could have gone through the different zones, different states, and reduced it to different languages, gotten church leaders, youth leaders, gotten
traditional
institutions, everybody without a bias, the number have increased. For all they did and for all we did and for all we've, the radio, the TV, online have been doing, 12 million is short of saying it was good.
12 million is not encouraging.
Not encouraging, not at all.
Wow.
Not at all.
So what do you say about the social media frenzy about the 2023 elections coming? Seems a lot of people are talking about the different candidates, the support for this, the support for this. And, you know, can we say that anything is happening, or is it just a social media thing? Are you one of those people who just believe it's just a social media
thing? No, I don't.
Okay, tell me about it.
I'm an influencer on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to say this clearly. So many people have changed their attitude because of social media.
How do you mean that attitude?
Elected officers.
Okay.
Serving officers. You know, I have seen somebody get a note from me on my social media page, my senator in particular, and calls me immediately. Can I get that person immediately? And intervened immediately. Just by reading a comment. Just a comment. It was a sub-comment on a comment. So Mr. Jadigbe just got online immediately and said, who is that? Get in touch with me immediately. I need to sort it out. And to me, that was huge. I've seen people put pictures of classrooms, you know, in their villages. And he's online. Give me the details of that school. I've seen people talk about health issues, and put a picture. And the next thing is, can I get the details of the person? That's it, one side. That is because maybe he has empathy, the way he was brought up, the way he was groomed. I also seen that people drag you if you're not doing well
on social media.
This morning, I read from one Agba Jalingo. You spoke about him once.
Abba Jalingo, yes. Good. That journalist that was arrested.
Yes.
By, I think, is it Cross River or Kwai
Cross River. Cross River.
Yeah, Cross River State Government.
Abba Jalingo this morning said, a certain character is bringing down the billboards of Senator Jalingo in Ubudu. And that he has called the guy to order. That the guy should stop it. He went further to say, if this does not stop, he will go all out. So you see, people are now beginning to show clearly. He brought a picture. He showed everything clearly. In those days, how would you even? And then social media, where are they coming from? Even in the villages, the China phone is there now. People have more.
But many people say majority of Nigerian voters are not even connected to the internet. There is this mindset that, hey, the real voters are not even connected. The local man who sells, you know, that little or farms in one tiny village, in your village or my village. Yes, you know, does not even know what is happening.
It depends.
But they are the ones who vote.
No,
that's what people say.
It depends on who. Let me go back there because I need to talk from where I am. In Northern Senatorial District of Cross River State has 54 wards.
Okay.
My Senator Jadigbe, Agam Jadigbe, has a one-on-one with all the people in those wards who are on telephone. He will empower them through their phone numbers. He will send stuff down to them through their phone numbers. They will reply through their phone numbers. Some just cannot read, but there are people there that will, because we're looking at boreholes. We're looking at road construction. We're looking at schools. We're looking at empowerment in different angles. You know, training of young men, training of young women. So how do you get to them? And we're saying don't repeat the names. Don't repeat the people. Don't go back to somebody who has been given before. And so you must have a phone. And he says, let me have his number. And there's a call across to you. Well, I'm talking about one place.
That's one blessing. Hey, one place that you know. But yeah. Honestly, I can tell you that there are so many people who don't even know their senators' phone numbers and everything. I mean, this is what happens in advanced economies where you have the number of your representative, you're able to call them up, you're able to communicate, and that should be the idea, like you're making reference to Senator Jaiwe or something. How many of them have, you know, that sort of... Many of them just become invincible until an election year, then you start going.
Oh.
I remember when I was with the CSO, there was we took this journey to Zamfara State to go and check on some communities. Trust me, the primary school, the only primary school in this particular community, was already halfway down. But students were still coming to sit down under no roof, under trees, under very dilapidated structures and everything. So we're asking, so who are your representatives here? When was the last time they came? And they said, well, they can't remember that. They only see them maybe once in 4 years, and that's where the election year approaches. So these are sort of the governance, and that's why I was saying, do you think that the current economic hardship, the current insecurity in the nation is spurring something new in Nigerians to want to rise up and say, well, you know what, we'll go to the polls and vote in people who care about us, who would show empathy and communicate with us, as you're making an example with this particular senator in your place.
Listen, if you know Ogoja, Ogoja was there before Abuja.
Mm-hmm.
Ogoja was there with Port Harcourt, Lagos, Kaduna and Co. Ogoja thought it would be a state or a state capital, but it was deprived. So Ogoja is a town begging to survive. The Ogoja region, the Northern Cross River State, was at a point asking for a governor, thinking that when you have a governor, your life and the lives of your people will change. In short, we agitated for a long time. Then the governor came. And then, things have not changed. It took a senator who understood the difference between pretending to the people and affecting the people's lives, like Jaligbe, to understand why we are where we are. And thank God, the governor is running against the senator. So what you are going to monitor these elections? Thank God you're going to see how people who have been affected will speak for you and give a vote against people whom you've liked against.
Okay, so that's what's currently going down there.
And you know what I mean. If you recall, that's the governor that put Agba Jaligo in jail. I remember you speaking about it. I listened to you that day. That's the governor who had an issue in church a few days ago. I listened to you guys on this radio speak about it. Who donated to the bishop who turned it down.
Yeah.
That's the governor that goes on air to cry all the time. That's the same governor who has always said he has projects. The first project this president commissioned in his lifetime as a president, or the first project he went to a state to do the groundbreaking, was the superhighway of Cross River. I hope you know there's no superhighway anywhere. I hope you know the ranch, which you spoke about the ranch once, the Budu Ranch Resort, which Donald Duke gave us all. Donald Duke is from the south. Ben Ayade is from the north, where I come from. The ranch is no more discussed. The ranch has lost its personality, lost its followership, lost its presence. The Ogoja region, where I and him come from, has nothing to show for it. And so why we are saying this is because good people go to government and affect lives. Bad people go to government and worsen people's lives. And so Nigerians are, like, I'm answering your questions. Nigerians are beginning to feel it. So when they feel it, they come out and they will vote. They will vote for who they want, not who will bring the money the previous night.
Okay, yeah, that's very important, yeah, because I think it's very important, especially in a climate where we are notorious for vote buying.
Ah!
Some people will tell you they've never seen a 20,000 in their whole life, so what's there? After all, let me give, you know, after all, I might not see this thing until another 4 years again. But, you know, speaking about, I mean, I like the fact that you brought in the cross-area politics, but looking at it from a broader perspective or at the federal level right now, how much of a change do you see Nigerian marching towards, you know, in terms of the change of what is the current status quo?
I'm very impressed with APC. I'm very impressed with the APC government. I'm very impressed with them. They have made the transition seamless. We will now take over power at the center, and there will be no stress. For every action and act, look at what they did today. Look at 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, every day they make it easy for opposition to take over. Every day. The president government makes it easy for the opposition to take over.
Mm.
So it's so easy. I mean, look at what they did to an MPC.
Privatizing it?
Good. Look at what they are doing to our young people. You cannot tell the last time a young person in your family was employed. Look at the negotiations on ASU. I am a teacher.
Mm.
I teach in the University of Calabar. I know my friends. You know, there are teachers who are married to teachers.
Imagine.
So I want you to imagine 6 months down the line what they have gone through. Reminds me again. It was Senator Jaligbe who last 2 months spent some money to teach us at the University of Calabar. Can you imagine what that young man is doing? Took down the list of all those from Nottingham Cross River and spent money to them. Take it easy. Just hold this on. I know how bad it is. Just for anything you can do. How else? And so you look at this government, deliberately making themselves unpopular. I want to commend.
But how can a government make themselves deliberately unpopular? How do you sabotage against your own self?
I was listening to you before I got here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on radio. And I listened to the callers. How would you give that kind of punishment for a man who has killed people, killed policemen? How could you do that to a country like this?
But that's the judiciary. And yeah. Executive and judiciary are two separate arms, you know.
I listened to Kanu Agabi the last time. Kanu Agabi was former attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
Kanu Agabi is a leader in the law profession. At the last section, on the pedal, he said, he asked a question to the crowd. Are the executives corrupt? The lawyers all answered yes. Are the legislators corrupt? The lawyers answered yes. So what do you expect from the judiciary? I've answered you.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand?
Mm.
But beyond that, if you tell a people you will do this, do it.
Mm.
If you're having challenges, talk with the people. Nigerians are very forgiving. Mm. But this government has been very stubborn, very deliberate. Do you know, you don't know the amount of, you don't know how much they sell fuel anymore?
Exactly, because you go into a filling station and it might show one figure, but then your tank will tell you otherwise.
Do you understand?
Several times that has happened to me. I'm like, are you kidding me?
This is a government that came to... Do you know that you can't even have... You apply now to CBN, to GTA, you can't get it? Do you know that the dollar exchange rate is beyond what we imagine in this country? Do you know now that the security system in this country is unimaginable even in Abuja? The roads at night empty because you don't know who will take you on.
Mm.
We're in trouble. We need a change, and it's coming slowly. And thank God the present government is doing it for us. We'll ease them out and give Nigerians cause to smile. We'll reclaim Nigerian back.
Oh wow. Well, you say that, but then also, I mean, taking a little retrospect of what we said earlier on, it's not encouraging. Even though, I mean, sometimes I think about it, we had as at 2019, 84 million, but the president won by, I think, about 50 million. Or
only?
50 million. So where did the rest go to? So what difference is it going to be in terms of voter apathy come 2023? I always ask this question.
That's why we're talking here.
Yeah. I mean, because beyond the frenzy, beyond the talks and all of that, in real time, in real life, are we going to see Nigerians really come out to push for this change that they are asking for, to really, really do what is needful to take over their land and, you know, navigate it to the path that they really want to see it go?
Yes. The economy is really, really bad. You know, parents are just waiting for the next 1 week to hear school fees. Oh, you didn't know that?
Mm. You know.
And the schools, like the schools in Abuja, will tell you to bring the teller at the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And when last were they paid? And how much were they paid? The kids are home eating. So, you understand? Look, Nigerians will come out and vote, I know. It's just that we need to keep working on them. It's apathy. They rarely come out. If they hear there's violence, they will not go. They will not go. But they will come out. Right now, everybody's been affected. You, me, just listening to me. We can't continue to pretend.
All right, let's just take one or two contributions, and probably in the course you'll be responding to some of the comments being put out. Let's see, this one says, Swat, good afternoon, 12 million is not encouraging, but if this kind of weather is what will will have during election, Nigerians will come with frenzy. The poverty due to this government will bring youth out, says Mike in Area 1. Okay, this one said, please, it's best we have grassroots analysts to comment on INEC and electoral issues. Persons that are on ground that convey the realities of registration units. How can your guest say Nigerians refuse to register? I spent 2 weeks cumulatively to register since March, but to no avail. The same response from my folks in the village. INEC did badly, and we must all call them out, says Francis. Okay. Good afternoon, Swat, and again, INEC has not done enough to allow millions of Nigerians to vote by putting an end to registration of new voters. I want you guys to know that now is not there. Our eyes are open to seeing deeper in what the future holds, and we're changing the narratives come 2023. Enough is enough. They must retire by force because we are tired and can't continue like this. The youth are taking over the affairs of the nation. That's Emeka from NNPC Towers. Thank you so much. This one said, it's very unfortunate that Nigerians don't vote, especially from a certain part. Or you said from my Eastern brother, John Kingsley, in Wuse sent that. Wow. Okay, good afternoon, Swat and the guests in the house. I'm from Cross River North. I'm from Gabu Ward. Senator Jarube is the best senator so far in the history of Cross River North. We can't afford to change a performing senator. Governor Ben Ayade, you said he has failed, and Jarube goes to my community. He goes to your community every time. Oboja Solomon. So that's somebody who is affirming some of the things you said about your senator. Let's take this and come to the phone lines. Odiba from Abuja said, people don't vote due to fear of manipulation of process of voting and results. Forget election hype. That's heavily disenfranchising the people. Hello, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hello.
You're welcome. Tell us your name.
Hello, sir. This is Tara.
All right, Tara, go ahead.
Thank you. Good to see your guest.
Yes,
looking well. For me personally, my dear brother, I just want to concur to what you said. Our eyes are open because waiting every day, we are tired. We just want to move on. We just hope that 2023 will come so that we will leave this dark day behind. Nigeria has never gone through this in the entire... Since I went to my age right now, I've never experienced what I've been experiencing in the past 7 years and now. It's horrible. So I don't have anything more to say. I've said as much as I can. And nothing is changing.
All right.
I'm begging God.
Okay, sorry about that, Tara. The line cut. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Swart.
Welcome, tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yes, I'm calling from Cuba.
Go ahead.
I agree with my brother with the studio. I want to make the Nigerians go with the PVC to come out to mass 23.
Haruna, your line is not clear. Please, can you call back? Just try and dial back so that we can hear you. Hello?
What's up?
Good afternoon. Tell us your name.
Okay, my name is Jude.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon to your guest there.
Good afternoon, Jude.
Okay, you said it all. You know, I'm from Central Cross River. Since my father retired since 2014, even before he even came in, that he's supposed to even pay the pension and gratuity. Now, he has not paid anybody, any retiree, since this man came to office for the 8 years he has done. He has not paid Ben Ayade. He's a very wicked criminal.
Okay, don't call names. Please, refrain from calling people criminals on air. It's wrong. You know, you can describe what he's doing and how you don't like it, but calling him names, no, that's not approved. It's out of our guidelines here. So please be guided. Hello? Okay, sorry about that. Hello? Drop call to. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Emmanuel.
Welcome, Emmanuel. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling you from Apo at the moment. I listened to your guest. This morning, I was seriously boiling when the president's media spokesperson Adesina was at the studio. You see the challenge we keep having is relating what I heard this morning to what this man is saying in the studio. Now, if we have fathers who have raised so many children, right, who have raised so many hands in the past, and these same fathers have had good legacy, and they are now of age, is it not thoughtful and wise that the father should sit and see his son enthrone him?
Okay, so what do you mean by that? Yes. Enthrone him?
What I mean is relating the coming about the APC candidate into the presidential seat now. So what does it take to get a capable one? Because I know he has so many young performing children all over across the world, you know. So, and we are talking about the activities of what this current government has been able to do so far. What is it that we can point to? So when we keep talking, sometimes they refer us to issue as if we are not in the country.
All right, thank you so much. You need to wrap up. I'll give you another some few seconds to just wrap up, please.
Okay, thank you.
You don't want to wrap up? Okay, I think you dropped there. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon. I guess I'm booked from Gwagoleta.
All right, go ahead.
Millions of Nigeria are due to misrule, economic hardship, worsening insecurity. They are very sincere in expressing their franchise this time around. My fear is not that about millions of Nigeria that have registered. Could I not be able to contend with an upsurge of voters, willing voters on the day of election? Are they prepared? Are they be available polling youth, polling booths all in the north and cities of Nigeria? I fear on the day of election, so many millions of Nigeria will have their TVC, but they couldn't be able to locate their polling booths. Somebody should prove me wrong. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bakar. We'll take two more calls and read the last set of messages before we have a response from Dr. Don Clems. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
I greet my brother, the school, Don Clems. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, bro.
Yes. I'm from Dubai. What I just thank God that somebody, a senator like Gary B. Killing, and when Erosuko died, he summoned that courage to protect, and he got it. Even when the governor tried to stop this guy, I mean, but now it's a light to cross the north. What I want to start to do is that is to uncover all the trials the governor is trying to put in place by buying a lot of goods. Like he's using the same money to buy goods. That is what he's trying, and he talks to prevent him from coming out to vote. So we will be able to stop the governor from emerging because he has very warfare. A lot of people have been promoted in that state. No gratuity, as gratuity claims. The governor has failed, and this is a matter from that part of the state. The power project in that place, the minister is from the SPT, all of them. No, none of them is caught. The power project is abandoned. Nothing is happening in Costa North. It's just us from Caribbean.
All right. Thank you so much for that contribution. Let's take, I think, a lady is here. Hello? Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Mrs. O from Nascom.
Okay, Mrs. O, welcome.
How are you, Oga?
Good afternoon, ma'am.
My sister, how are you this afternoon?
I'm okay, thank you.
Okay, so I want to confirm. There was a news making around. Some PVCs were seen buried in the latrine, some in an uncompleted building, So how true is this? Please, can you help us confirm?
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Mrs. O. Appreciate it. All right, we have messages here. Let me read them, then we'll begin to take your response, Dr. Don Clems. My name is Sylvester Agabi. My brother Don Clems and I has said it all. I'm from Bekwara, Woro, precisely, and all he said regarding CRS politics is true. God bless Nigeria. Please, Syrup should sue INEC to court to continue with the registration. What gave Nigerians hope is the signing of the Electoral Act and the emergence of Peter Obi. Nigerians are tired and frustrated. Nigerians see it that there is hope now. That was the reason the crowd turned out for registration. Solomon Imasaka. Elder Bosun said, all I know is that Ayade's rejection will be worse than Akpabio's own. You said, that's it, Elder Bosun. Thank you so much. Good afternoon. INEC wants to disenfranchise some persons because our constitution says 3 months to election, you can stop registration of voters. Marcel from Kubwa said that. Good afternoon, Swat. If not because of our sentiment in terms of religion and ethnicity, APC as a party is not supposed to win election at every level. Aliu Garkida sends that in. Thank you. Good day, Swat and the guests. The truth is that INEC failed us woefully by denying millions of Nigerians. But even with that, come 2023, we shall go and vote. Nigeria shall be great again, says Ododo. Egere Cyprian from Obalinku in Cross River North said, Jaiwe is the best thing that has ever happened to us in the history of Cross River State, Northern Senatorial District. Governor Ayade is a Mary Stemas. Okay. I don't know which kind of English that one is. You said for 7 years plus nothing to show in my local government, Obalinku is now white. All right. I'm tired of our leaders. Good afternoon, Swat. God bless your guest. He's saying the reality. This ASU issue, this government should remember 6 feet. Lady Joyce from Kubwa said, she said, I'm tired of the leaders. I'm not voting. My child is affected for this ASU issue. So she's getting frustrated because of the ASU. Please, ma'am, the reason why you need to vote is because of that. Don't say you don't vote. Right? Swat, I need to reopen the CVR exercise. My major problem brought by this government is that 5% VAT increase on telephone calls is really being hard on me. Israel sent that in. We'll get to talk about that, don't worry. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. I'm not a supporter of the APC or PDP, but for my brother Don Clems to say the region where the governor comes from has nothing to show of the present governor's achievement, I totally disagree with him. And I can mention some of the projects executed by the governor across the 5 local government areas in the region. Obedient Sonny sends that in. Then this one said, may God bless your guest. Kenneth from Karamo sends that in. Thank you so much. Good afternoon. Habib Usman is my name. Not all House of Fulani will support Atiku. Not Ndibos. Not all Ndibos will support Peter Obi. Not all Yorubas can will go for with Tinubu. My advice to fellow citizens, just support your candidate in peace. Don't insult. You have to be careful with Nigerian politicians. They are one family. Thank you. Thank you, Habib. And then lastly, good afternoon, Dr. Don Clems. I'm proud of you guys. Senator Jaribe, Agom Jaribe is a good man. He remains my senator forever. I'm Ode Matthias Efabene from Anuja. Okay, so those are some of the overwhelming response, especially to some of the cross riverans who heard the discussion and actually affirming you or disagreeing with you. So, well, what's your response to some of the comments there?
You could see the young man that came on the line and got emotional. The young man from Cross River Central, who said his father retired and also now.
Okay, yeah.
That is how 7.5 years legacy has come. Sad. Very sad. And that's the same person who told us the story of his life. Before he became governor, he let us into his family, how they suffered, how his father worked in the service and retired. And today, he cannot just pay these people. Thank you for speaking up. You could see those who spoke about the good works of Senator Jaribe Agom Jaribe. I mean, they spoke clearly how he has affected lives. He's just a senator for 8 months. Huh? He's done 54 wards back to back. He has affected, he has littered up the whole north. There is no community in the north of Cross River today that doesn't have light. For 7 years now, my local government has never seen light until Jaribe came on board.
But that's not even his job as a senator.
Do you understand? I'll come to that. It is not his job. He just rewrote the legislative history. Do you know he's building an event center? Do you know he's building a mini stadium? Do you know he's constructing roads? Renovating schools? His bill before the presidency is just waiting for ascension on the Federal Medical Center for Abuja. He's pushed for our people so much that we are asking, are you a governor, Senator Jaribe? Are you a governor? Why is he marketing our governor, Senator Jaribe? You are a senator, for crying out loud. Do your job. Passion, young man with a gift of service. You listen to all the callers speaking truth to power. And then, even after you as governor has molested our sensibilities, deprived us of our own, you still want to come around saying it against this God-sent young man. That's why they're telling you that it will not work. Last time, you tried to impose a senator on us, a critical senator who disappeared the way he came in. And today, as I speak with you, my opening remarks was that I'm from a community that has been going through so much. Gakim is that town where the first gunshot was fired. Nothing there to show for that which Nigerians did to Gakim. And when you look at issues raised, like INEC has to go back and look at what they did. People intend to get registered. Young people. If a child turns 18 today, how long will that child wait? Vote. If you look at the guy from Gabu who spoke about Jah Solomon, thank you so much for those comments. Look at Haruna's comments before we lost him. Look at what Tara said. Our eyes are open now. We won't go back on that lane again. We are taking it. This government has done enough. It will go down in history as the worst government ever in the history of this country. I was a special advisor to Governor Ben Ayade. I resigned when he left our party.
You said the worst government in history. History from 99, from military, or what exactly are you saying when you say the history?
Let me defend the military. I was a student union leader. I had issues with military. So much issues. So much issues with soldiers. But they all had direction. They had things to show for it.
Like?
Let me blow your mind. Let's talk about the one me and you like. I was played Bosley as a student.
What?
Bosley.
Okay.
I fought Governor Kefas. I fought Governor Akpeneni. I got them to pay me my Bosley. They paid Bosley to students in law school. They gave scholarship. Governor Imoke sent people from cross-river extraction across the world on scholarship. We had the privilege of two professors. One questionable, one real.
Are you talking about military regime now?
I've left military to civilians.
Oh, to civilians.
But I said military. As a student union leader against the military,
yeah.
I had the privilege of fighting them, and I got them to pay my bursary. I could go to a hospital, and I could find drugs. I could go for sports festivals. Today, young people don't know where to go to play. Young people don't have facilities to express themselves. Today, even with civilian governors, that's why I said, as a special advisor to Governor Ayade on new media, I resigned to follow Senator Jaribe Agom Jaribe, the leader of the Unconquered Generation, Unconquered, and remained in PDP. And after my governor left APC, he saw his outing at the presidential elections. He couldn't even read the handwriting of the system. He couldn't know when to step out. He couldn't know when to say, okay, I step down. So he came with people that voted against him at the primaries. His own people that he brought from the state could not completely vote for him. That is the kind of leader I have. And then my community has something he calls... Somebody spoke about some projects, so I want to share with him. You know, God, there's something he's trying to put there called rice. The rice, whatever. And do you know one thing? There's no light there. There's no water there. The best economics near you have, nearness to supply. The best economy we did, you know, remember SS1, you know. And then, in my village, it's not like an oil processing because we do granite a lot.
Mm.
As I speak with you, none have dropped. There's one across an airport, the cargo airport. What do we have in Cross River North to send to the world? He went there, took advantage of his people, and said he will give us an airport. Come on, come on. Until you see this thing working, look at me very well. I'm a good dresser.
I know, it's obvious. It's obvious.
When my governor mooted the idea of a garment factory, we're like, oh, come on. We'll get some stuff there. Nobody can show anyone, including face masks, that he pretended to show that they came from there.
Wow. All right. I mean, we could go on and on and on.
And so
on.
That's why we are selling Senator Jaribe Agom Jaribe. I don't need to speak. Look at your... Look at those
well,
who have spoken.
First reverends have spoken.
They have spoken. This is right. A young man who was in House of Reps.
All right. Maybe when the time is right, maybe we'll get to talk some more about Jaribe and all of that. But then in the meantime, moving forward, and by way of, you know, closing up this discussion, what would be your final words to young Nigerians and even old Nigerians alike, you know, towards 2023 in order for us to get it right?
Young Nigerians, you know, we all have this swag. We all have this attitude of want to change our wardrobe, want to do the drinks, want to go study these courses in university, want to end up having a drink downtown. All that is possible in an economy. Those clothes you wear on Monday, you don't want to repair them on Wednesday. You want to do three different tops on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Good. You want to be at the dinner of the Faculty of Law, for instance, or your class graduation with a different suit. Listen, it can only go through with an economy. You got talent, you're a great footballer, you want to go into the sports festival, do Nuga, do national sports festival, move to a football team, go get a club abroad. You can only do that through an economy, a government. And so, how do you do that? That paper you're carrying called a PVC, you need to use it and choose amongst all of us. And you can retire us if you want to, because it's your time. It's your time to retire those you don't like and to invest in those you believe in.
Mm.
This is the time for you to do just the needful. Get your PVC and vote for the right person. And for me, the ones who are my age and those who are a little older than me, in the next 2 weeks, we'll be thinking of school fees. So I don't want to tell you what to do.
Mm.
For you. You go there, these school administrators are not joking. In the next few months, some of us will also be taking our rents. Landlords are not playing. And so if you really want to do the needful, use your PVC and get a government where you could have some basic things of life. Some of us don't argue with our wives anymore. When they're going to the market, you just give them what you have. Honey, okay, honey. You just say, okay, honey. Well, I'll try. Just give me some time. In those days, we will shout, how could you? No more, how could you? Because even if you escort them to the market, you see reality. You now realize that our wives are geniuses. How they turn around the houses and put food on our table. Come on. That's why we need to go back and use our PVC and change this government that has humiliated us and our sensibility.
Right.
This APC government that has brought humiliation to Nigerians across board, like in Cross River State. We will remove him.
Okay.
We will remove all of them.
When the time to campaign
comes. We will bring Senator Agom Jaribe Agom as Senator.
Okay. All right. That's from Cross River State. And I've been talking with Chief Dr. Don Clems Ename, who has really talked passionately about Cross River politics and trying to relate that at the national level. He's a teacher, motivational speaker, a peace builder, and just also a passionate politician who has devoted over 20 years to providing a stimulating environment for political matters. Thank you so much for coming, Dr. Don Clems. I appreciate it.
Forgive me for anything I said. I didn't go down well with Nigeria Info, but I was speaking from the heart.
I understand. These sentiments come up on board. I just say, well, we should channel it rightly towards doing right for ourselves and for our country, like you rightly said.
Thank you,
I think that should be it, you know. Thank you so much for coming, sir.
Thank you, too.
Enjoy the rest
of
your day.
You too.
Okay.
into the sunny way of the FCT.
Your Let's Talk station is here to keep you informed.
Sunnyside. 12 to 3 p.m.
Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's okay. That is okay. It's okay. No, it's okay.
Let me explain.
It's okay. It's okay.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Your mic is always on. Let's talk.
Let's talk about the stories that make the news.
Just to quickly respond to Okorocha and Uzodinma.
Name them and shame them once and for all.
Now says he doesn't want to join issues with Okorocha.
Kaduna is closer to Abuja than Sambisa Forest.
Follow the stories that break the news and stories that make great news.
The morale of the troops must be sustained.
Let's talk.
Please, they should do the needful. Thank you and God bless Nigeria.
This is Nigeria Info.
Tell me no.